The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are maybe on your way back. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. So this week, we are going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about with you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are retired, retiring soon, over 50, getting ready to go on your second childhood without parental supervision, and what our job is to help facilitate that. Our job is to have you have peace of mind and also to have your money last as long as you do. And so we want to do that with you this week, and we have a great show lined up for you. And you know, we now work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families nationwide. It's such a wonderful privilege for us. And our website is rpoa.com. So if you are not a client, I encourage you to go check us out. We have videos. We podcast a show. You can subscribe. We have seminars, virtual seminars you can attend. You can visit with a retirement planner. I mean, I cannot tell you how awesome that all is. So take advantage of it. The website is rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, a question I've been getting asked quite a bit is, Ken, should we get out of the market now? Well, I want to discuss that with you. Okay, so we're going to discuss that in some detail here in our first segment. With the Fed doing what it's doing, the likelihood of a recession seems to be increasing on a daily basis, and so we're going to talk about that. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about required minimum distributions, okay? Because required minimum distributions are, for those of you who have IRAs, which I think is probably most of you listening to this show, you are required to take money out of those IRAs. And I'm going to go over what the rules are and why you need to do it and all that, because the penalties are draconian. Yes, draconian. That's a big word, but I like that word. Also this week, I want to talk with you, as we do every week, about maximizing Social Security benefits. And you guys can help me out by simply doing this. Send me your questions, and I will endeavor to answer them on the air for you. So you make my life easy. I don't have to think of anything. I can just do my show. It's great. Love it. Thank you. So my email address is ken@rpoa.com. And if you'll do that, that would be great. Now, also, I want to talk about, you know, this. We had a fantastic rally this week. And of course, that kind of makes everybody feel like, yeah, maybe this thing is over. Maybe it's time to start buying and all that. But there's an expression on Wall Street that says, you don't want to catch falling knives. And so I want to go over with you some why we may be in a situation here where if you start buying right now, you may be buying at a time when you're catching falling knives. And I think the visual there should be enough to tell you it's not a good idea. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show...
Somebody stop me!
You did stop me. I was in mid-word. But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And which is estate planning, of course. And this week we are going to talk about, I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tease you with this one. Okay, so we're going to talk about the greatest inheritance of all. What is the greatest inheritance of all that you could leave to the aforementioned greedy unwashed? What do you think it is? Is it money, cars, real estate? Remember Lucy with Charlie Brown? I want real estate. So we'll talk about what is the greatest inheritance of all. And I think you'll agree with me, and it will not be anything you're thinking about. So we have a great show lined up for you. I'm sure you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I got to share with you a story here. So my middle daughter, Aubrey, is getting married in August of this year. And so she texted me and she said, Daddy, what do you think of A Bridge Over Troubled Waters as the father-daughter song, you know, that we'll dance to at the wedding? And I was like, wow, why? And she goes, what do you mean, why? And I said, well, troubled waters? Are there troubled waters that I don't know about? And she said, no, Daddy, you've always been my bridge over troubled waters. And that's why I thought we would use that as our song. And I was like, oh, man, egg all over my face. And I said, yeah, I love it. I went, and she goes, well, no, you actually don't love it. You would have said you loved it originally. You didn't. You don't like it. I'm like, I didn't get what you were saying. Well, no, we're going to change it. So now we have to figure out a new song because she's convinced I didn't like it. Who doesn't like Simon and Garfunkel? Anyway, so let's talk about should you get out of the market now? And I want to give you the case for why you may want to consider that. But I would also encourage you to go to our website and click on Meet with an Advisor and visit with one of our retirement planners, because I can't give you advice on the air on what to do, okay? But if you visit with us personally, then we can help you with that. So anyway, one of the things that is happening right now, which if you go back in history and you look at it, has induced recessions and bear markets that go with them, is the combination of inflation, high inflation, and the Federal Reserve raising interest rates at the same time. The reason why this can cause a recession is because what happens is that the consumer is already having a difficult time buying stuff because prices are going up and they have to cover the bare necessities and they don't have a lot of discretionary money left over. If your grocery bills are $1,000 a month, your heating and your home is $300 or $400 a month, you got gas in your car, another $150. I mean, by the time you spend all that money, you don't have anything left over. And 70% of our economy is the consumer. And if they're strapped, then you have a problem. Now, if you add to that the Fed is going to raise interest rates, now you've made it more expensive for the consumer to have credit card purchases, buy a car, buy a house. And so you have the downward pressure on the consumer from inflation, and then you have the downward pressure because of higher interest rates and money's more expensive by the Federal Reserve. So you got two very powerful forces that are pushing down on the consumer, and that can bring on a recession. So you may be wondering, well, why the heck would the Federal Reserve do that? You know, why don't they just not let inflation run? That'll slow everything down and take care of itself. Well, the reason why is because if inflation continues to run, then we have a slowing economy with a lot of inflation. And that is called stagflation. So you have stagnation of the economy plus inflation, stagnation. And I guess the best way I can illustrate to you why they do not want that is, stagnation is like cancer. Recession is like the flu. They're both bad. Don't want either one. But given the choice of inducing a recession, which is what the Federal Reserve most likely, it looks like, will do, versus not doing anything and letting stagflation kick in and having cancer, certainly you'll choose the flu. Now,
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a problem. That's right. Now, if you go back and you look at the last time we had inflation at these levels in the United States, you go back to the early 80s. And you'll go back to Paul Volcker, who was the Federal Reserve Chairman at that time. Exact same situation. We had very high inflation. We had an oil shock. Oil prices spiked. We had very similar situation as now. And Paul Volcker is legendary now because what he did was he said, we can't have stagflation. We got to kill it. And so what he did was he induced a very bad recession by raising interest rates. Many of you may remember mortgages at 16% or whatever it is, right? So if you're of a certain age, shall I say. Anyway, that's what he did so as to wring out inflation. And it looks like most likely our current Fed is going to have to do the same thing. And if they do, we could have a terrible, during that period, during Volcker, we actually had two back-to-back recessions, which created a terrible bear market. So should you get out now? I think that you should seriously think about it, but talk to somebody about it first. So here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you go there, you have options. You can attend our seminars. We have seminars. They're virtual on retirement planning during uncertain times. And these are uncertain times. Wouldn't you agree? They are designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retiring soon. So if that's you, there's no charge or obligation. So go and watch that. We also have the ability for you to meet with one of our retirement planners. If you sit down with our retirement planner, what we want to do for you is we want to build a cash flow retirement plan. We call it the RCFP, Retirement Cash Flow Plan. And the RCFP is an exercise where we're going to go through and look at your sources of income, your expenses, your income taxes. We'll look at if you're going to inherit money or you want to leave an inheritance. We're going to build an entire retirement cash flow plan and help you to determine if you have enough money to retire on. We'll also help you to determine if you're taking too much risk with your portfolio, how much risk should you take? We'll talk about whether you should be in this market or not. Can you afford the downside risk that this represents? Ladies and gentlemen, the bear market in the early 80s was severe, one of the worst in history. We could be headed to that again. If you're over 50, you know, can you take a big loss? In my view, you need to be thinking about protecting yourself. And we have a strategy called Invest and Protect. We'll go over that with you as well. So we have tons of information for you. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Now, also what we'll do is we'll talk about how to fight inflation. There are investments that are historically the strongest inflation fighters. We'll talk about what to do right now in terms of when you should take Social Security, how and when, all those kind of things we want to help you with. We'll do it all at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic. If not, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about required minimum distributions. We're going to talk about Social Security. We got tons to go, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This show is called Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I'm senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And specifically, we work with people who are within 5 years of retirement. In other words, you're within that 5-year window, people who are in that first 5 years of their retirement. That decade is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, in our view, because, you know, now you're retiring, you got a bunch of very important decisions to make. You make them incorrectly, and they could impact you negatively for the rest of your life with Social Security, everything else. So we want to help you with that, and that's what this show is all about. So thank you for joining us. And our website is rpoa.com, and we currently serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families. And if you're not a client, check us out. We have videos, we have articles, we podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe to the show. Also, you can subscribe to our Market Alert video, which we send out weekly as well. Get our latest thinking. Tons of information available to you at rpoa.com. Now, I want to talk with you about something that, when you reach a certain age, 72 to be specific, you are required to take minimum distributions from your IRAs. And so I want to talk about strategies to think about, even if you are not yet 72. But certainly if you are 72, you need to be aware of it because the penalties are draconian if you do not comply. All right. So I want to kind of set the stage and kind of tell you the story of where this all came about. So I wanted to take you back to an earlier time, okay? Back when movies were black and white. And the government of the United States decided that Americans were just not saving enough money. And we need Americans to save money because if they save up all their own money, then, you know, when they retire, then they won't have to be taken care of by us, the government. We won't have to have, you know, all these programs. And so we want to encourage that. So how are we going to do that? So they were in this big room. It was all, you know, smoke-filled because everybody smoked back then, you know. So it's a smoke-filled room, all these big, long conference table. And they're talking about it, and this one guy goes, I have a great idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to create this program. We'll call it IRA. And what we'll do is we'll allow people to put money into these programs. We'll even give them a tax deduction for doing it. That'll encourage them. And then we'll let them have the money grow without being taxed. And it'll go on, and that'll be wonderful. Think about how great that'll be. And so they all thought, yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that. But then the guy in the back of the room, the guy with the Coke bottled glasses, the guy with the pocket protector that has all the ink stains and seven pens in there, who never says anything, suddenly said, gentlemen, you're missing something. The room went quiet. Everybody turned. They're looking at him. He never speaks up, but when he does, it's usually really important. So they all turn. They look at him and they say, what is it? What's the problem? And he goes, well, the problem, gentlemen, because there were no ladies back then in these meetings, said, gentlemen, if we allow Americans to get a tax deduction on that money and we allow it to grow tax-free, we will never collect the taxes on all of those dollars. And it's going to grow to be many, many dollars. And we can't have that. And they're all like, oh, he's right. They could actually have all that money sitting there and it'll never get taxed. We'll never collect our taxes. That is downright un-American. And so they say, well,
what you have done is wrong.
Yeah, so we have to fix that. We can't allow people to go forever without paying taxes. Let's change that. How do we do that? So they said, oh, they looked back at the guy with the Coke bottle glasses. He says, I've thought about this, gentlemen, and I have an answer. And they said, well, what is it? Tell us. They said, we're going to have required minimum distributions. We're going to force them to take the money out every year and drain the tub. And we will tax every dollar that comes out. That's how we'll do it. We'll make them take the dollars out over their lifetime. So by the time they die, the tub is empty and we've collected all of our taxes. The room erupted in cheers and huzzas. They picked him up and they carried him around the room cheering him. He's the smartest guy. You figured it all out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that is actually the way it happened. I did not make that whole story up. That is exactly, you can Google it. It's a Googleable fact. Anyway, so the required distributions are a formula that are based on how old you are and how much money you have. And each year, there's a number that is the denominator. You take the value of your IRA at the end of the previous year, and then you divide it by a number that they give you, and this number gets smaller every year. Why? Because if the denominator is smaller every year, guess what? The amount of money you're required to take out becomes larger every year. Why? Because they want you to take it all out. Now, if you don't do that, if you miss taking your required distribution, then the penalty is 50% of that which you should have taken out, in addition to the tax on the amount you take out. So it could be like 70% of the money vanishes. And you don't want...
No!
Yeah, that's a guy who missed the deadline and had to pay it. We actually recorded him the other day. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you make that deadline. Now, what can you do in advance of that? Well, there are strategies that you can do, which are called, it's called tax bracket management, where you can start reducing the amount that you have in your IRAs before you reach the age of 72, and therefore reducing the taxes that you're going to pay when you're 72. Because otherwise, if the amount you're required to take out gets too big, that could push you into a higher tax bracket, and the next thing you know is you're paying way more in taxes than you could have had you planned ahead. So, if you have IRAs and you are retired, we'd love to visit with you and help you to think through required minimum distributions and how to maximize, your, or should I say minimize your taxes, therefore maximize the longevity of your IRAs. All of those things are part and parcel of what we do. After all, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, what I would encourage you to do is go to our website, rpoa.com. And when you're there, what you can do is you can you can access visiting with one of our retirement planners, and what they'll do is they'll walk you through a retirement cash flow plan. We'll take into account the fact that when you're 72 and above, you are going to have to take required minimum distributions. We'll build that. We'll see if you should do that tax bracket management strategy that can reduce your taxes over time potentially. So we have a lot of, we want to help you. And if you don't help us to help you, then we can't. So go to our website, attend our seminars, podcast his show, watch our videos, visit with one of our retirement planners. We are here for you, all right? So go to rpoa.com. And you know, one of the things that we used to do in the past, for those of you who are longtime listeners, we used to have our world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Guess what, kids? We're working on bringing them back. Yes, we are. So if you attend a seminar, we're gonna work on getting you an oatmeal raisin or a chocolate chunk cookie to enhance your experience. So all of that for you at rpoa.com. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about how to maximize your Social Security benefits, so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Now, this is the part of the show we talk about Social Security, which is probably the single most talked about topic that we have with our clients and prospective clients. When, how, and the important thing about that is that once you make your decision, if a year goes by and you haven't fixed it, then you are stuck with that decision for the rest of your life. And if you made a wrong decision, you didn't do the maximum best way of doing it, you could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. And we don't want that for you. So that's why every week we talk about Social Security. So what I ask of you is you send me your questions, and if I can answer them, I will endeavor to. So my first question here is, her name is Mary, she says, if I start my benefits at age 70, can I switch to getting half of my husband's once he starts getting his retirement benefits from Social Security? So let's assume that the half of his, which is the spousal benefit, is larger than mine. The answer is yes, but you wouldn't add, I'm being ticky-tacky here, but you wouldn't actually be switching. What you would be doing is you'd be adding on the amount out of his that makes you get half of his. Okay, so that's what it is. So this would be added to your existing benefit. So you continue to get your existing benefit, but now they would add the spousal benefit on top of that. Net, net, yes, Mary, you can start at age 70, and then you can switch when your husband starts collecting his at age 66 or when his normal retirement age comes. All right, next question.
Very interesting.
Yes. So Jack, do you know who that is? That's from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, that drop right there. Yeah. There's a few people who know that show. Anyway, let's see here. Husband, he says, I'm 67 and I've started getting my Social Security benefits. My wife is 65 and she has a benefit of $1,083 a month. Can she claim spousal benefits? Can she get half of mine now and let her benefit continue to grow until she's 70? I thought this was possible, but maybe the laws have changed since. Yeah, that's correct. She cannot do that. That's called a restricted application, and that they eliminated a few years ago. So no, she cannot do that. However, there are strategies whereby you can essentially collect your spousal benefit but increase yours while you're waiting and then switch back over to that. So there are strategies that are where you are able to do that. The thing that I hope that I illustrate here with my discussions that I have about Social Security is that Social Security is extremely complicated. It's massively complicated. In fact, I always joke that if there was a gold medal, if there was an Olympics for complexity, Social Security would win the gold medal every time. They would be like Mark Spitz. They would have like seven gold medals every time, or Michael Phelps. So the thing that you should not do, in my opinion, is do this by yourself. Don't just, you know, make a decision. Talk to a professional about it, because again, a small mistake could reduce the benefit you could have gotten by $100 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's $1,000 a year, $1,200 a year. Multiply that over your lifetime. Let's say you live another 30 years. You just left $30,000, $40,000 on the table, and you don't want to do that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and we'll build for you a Social Security retirement plan. However, I want to just preface this by telling you that we'll build it for you in the context of your entire plan, okay? Because Social Security doesn't reside in a vacuum. We need to know how old you are. We need to know your health. We need to know your income. We need to know your tax bracket. We need to know a lot of information so that we can build the entire plan for you that that builds Social Security into it to maximize your retirement. So if you want to have peace of mind that you made the right decision, talk to a professional about it. You want your money to last as long as you do? Guess what? Social Security can help with that. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, what we'll do is also we'll talk about cash flow planning for you. We'll talk about how to fight inflation. Should you even be in the market right now? We'll talk about our Invest and Protect strategy. So all kinds of stuff is available to you, and it's at no charge or obligation. So if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay. Either way, we will part friends. So our website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about should you be buying right now? Well, I'm going to entitle the segment, Beware of Falling Knives. That should give you a visual. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Anyway, we are back, and I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder, as I mentioned, of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our website is designed for you. It's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can watch videos. We have articles. You can subscribe to the show. We podcast it. You can subscribe to our weekly market alert video that we put out every week. So lots of stuff available to you there. You can attend our virtual seminars. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And hopefully you'll get some good stuff out of it. One of the things that I want to talk about, this segment is entitled Beware of Falling Knives. And one of the things that happens in bear markets is that you have really, really good trading days, really good ones. And in fact, we have a philosophy in our firm, which is that yes, you should buy, yes, you should hold, but you should also have a sell strategy. You should also sell. And we call our strategy Invest and Protect. This is the same strategy that told us to advise our clients and everybody listening to the show for that matter back in November of 2007 to get out of all equities. And of course, you know, 2008 followed and the S&P went down 57%, the stock market. We also said to get out literally the day before the pandemic was announced. And you know what happened in 2020 with the pandemic. So our strategy is designed to mitigate the downside risk, to get out and protect what you have. Now, many people, when these times come, want to advise you that no, that is not a good idea. You should never sell, ever. You should buy and hold, and that's the only play through all the adversity. Just have a cast iron stomach and don't ever get anxiety. Take lots of sleeping pills and everything will be fine. Well, the problem with that, and so what they say is that you don't want to miss the 20 best trading days. And I'm seeing that now, you know, and in fact, last week we had some really massive trading days, right? It was colossal. And the problem with those massive trading days is that they happen in a time that you don't want to be in the market, in my opinion. So let me give you some historical precedent. So the top 20 trading days, okay? So guess when they happened? They happened during bear markets. So the number one top trading day ever was a gain of 10% in one day. And guess when that happened? 1987. Does anybody remember 1987? That was a terror. It was Black Friday, Black Monday, terrible bear market. Of the top 20 best trading days since 1900, all of them happened either during the Great Depression, 1929. They happened in 2008. They happened in Y2K. So those best trading days happened, except for one. One of the 20 did not, and that was in 2007. It happened. So 19 of the 20 best trading days all happened during very bad bear markets. So when you have these fantastic trading days, what that should tell you is not I need to buy, but maybe you're in a big bad bear market and you don't know it. So what I'm endeavoring to do in this segment is to illustrate to you that big up days, and for that matter, what's interesting also is that big down days, the top 20 down days, most of them also happen during bear markets, and they followed those very big up days. So it's really an interesting dynamic. There's like an emotional reaction. Oh, maybe this is over, and there's a huge rush to buy. And then what happens is that the sanity kicks in, and oh, wait, maybe things aren't as good as it looks like. And then you have those big down days that follow and vice versa. So don't be fooled by big up days, and don't let that be the reason why you start buying in. You always want to be aware of what the macro economy, what's going on in the big picture, and are the trends not working in the right direction, and could this be just a temporary reprieve, and could you be in trouble? So again, it's about emotions, it's controlling your emotions, it's about understanding history and learning from it. Now obviously history does not predict the future, but it does give us a lot of knowledge as to what we can use that to our advantage to make more informed decisions, all of those kind of things. Now navigating through all of that is very difficult, and one of the things that we believe, we have an investment principle that says that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. So if you're over 50, if you're looking at retirement, you're within 5 years of your retirement, or you're already retired, you're in that first 5 years of your retirement, that decade, protecting your principal, in our view, is extremely important. You know, there's in the financial planning world, there's a risk that's called systematic risk. And what that means is that when do you incur a loss? When is it most dangerous to your retirement? And it is most dangerous if it's within that decade, because if you want your money to last as long as you do, which is what we want for you, then taking big losses early in your, before you retire, certainly will delay it, but early in your retirement could cause you to be unable to support the lifestyle that you want with the money that you have. I mean, you don't need to be a mathematician to understand what I'm saying. So protecting principal is very, very important. And my question to you is, do you have a strategy to protect yourself during bear markets and bad times? Well, we do. It's called Invest and Protect. What I want you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can subscribe to this show, you can podcast it, you can get our market alert video, which we send out weekly. You'll get our latest thinking. Also, what you'll do is you can sign up to attend our virtual seminars. They are free for those of you that are over 50. And we talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security, strategies on when and how to, if you have enough money to retire, we help you calculate that. You can visit with one of our retirement planners if you don't want to go to a seminar. And what they'll do is they'll customize it to your situation. We'll tell you if you have enough to retire. We'll tell you where to get your income from. We'll help you to reduce your income taxes. We'll help you do your estate planning. We want to do all of that for you, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And it actually is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And you know, what's interesting about it is, over the years, I've met with a lot of people who have chosen not to become clients for one reason or another. I have to say it's a very small minority, because once you meet us, you're just going to say, I want to be a client. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry to tell it to you. It's just so good. But anyway, so you know, but you know, we've met with them again, and we want to meet with you and help you if we can. Whether you become a client or not is secondary. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what do you think is the greatest inheritance that you can leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. It's not what you think. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Now, this is the segment of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And of course, that is also known as estate planning. And of course, I kid. You know, I get emails from people that my heirs are not greedy or unwashed. I got news for you. You're in denial. Yes, they are. They're greedy and they are unwashed. And they're undeserving. So there. But anyway, this segment, I want to talk with you. You know, normally we talk about trusts and we talk about estate taxes and inheritance and wills and all that kind of stuff, which is great and important. But this week, I want to talk with you about what is the greatest inheritance that you could leave to the aforementioned greedy unwashed, and what do you think that is? And I'm gonna let you go. And is it cars? Is it money? Is it real estate? Is it IRAs? You know, what do you think it is? I'll let you ponder that. But first, Jack, can ya play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're not going to do that. We're going to deviate from our appointed task, and we're going to talk about the greatest inheritance of all. What do you think it is? So let's go down the list. Do you think it's money? Do you think it's real estate? Do you think it's IRAs? Is it jewelry? I will say no, none of the above. I would say that the greatest gift, the greatest inheritance that you can leave to your heirs is your values, your morals, the things that made you who you are, the lessons that you can teach future generations. And so how can you do that? So here's what with technology today, it's so easy. All you need to do is get your phone out, turn on the camera, sit on the sofa with your spouse, if you have a spouse, and tell your future heirs what is most important to you. What are your values? What do you believe in? And, you know, a lot of times I ask clients, if you were gone and your grandchildren wanted to give a lesson of life lessons, values, morals to your grandchildren, and you're no longer here and you want them to watch a video of you telling them that, what would you say? What would be the things you would want them to learn? And I think that is the most important thing, because if you teach it's the old thing, you teach somebody how to fish, then they can fish for themselves the rest of their lives. So if you give them money, yeah, that's great. People love getting money, there's no question. But if you are a successful person and you've been a good saver, you've been a good investor, you've done well in your life financially, if you leave those lessons behind for your heirs, if you teach them that in a video, and you just tell them, this is what I believe, these are our values, these are our morals, then they can learn from that. And if they apply it, they can be as successful as you were, and you don't have to leave them money and stuff. They can build their own lives. And it's very easy to do. It's free, right? All you have to do is stick your camera on a little tripod and video it. And think about if you could watch videos of your grandparents or your great-grandparents telling you what they thought were the most important lessons of life, their values, their morals. How valuable, how precious would that be? I think it's worth more than all the money, everything in the world. It's something that you can do. So what is the greatest inheritance of all time? Passing on your morals and your values to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. That's what it is. So now, that's not a money thing, I know, but it's still a nice thing. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You know, by the way, estate planning is something you should not do without talking to an attorney, talking to a professional that can help you. Now, we do not dispense legal advice, but we can help you to think about the questions that you should ask your attorney when you want to build your estate plan, when you want to figure out how to leave your stuff to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way. So we want to help you do that. We also want to help you to build your retirement plan. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and if you click on Meet with an Advisor, what you can do then is sit down with one of our retirement planners, and they'll walk you through what we call our RCFP, our Retirement Cash Flow Plan. In that plan, we're going to talk about when and how to take Social Security benefits. We're going to walk you through that decision making. We'll help you to see how much risk you need to take with your investments. How should you be diversified? We're going to talk about with you how much you're going to leave to your heirs. We'll cash flow that and predict that for the future. We'll look at your income taxes. We'll look at just a ton of stuff. And we'll do all of that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. That's what we're all about. And if we can't, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charges, no obligation, and we will part friends. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of those resources. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Moraif or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.